Thanks for joining us. We're live from Raiders HQ, as we are every Thursday. Pop and Lund, we appreciate you hanging out. Austin Howard is here. Pop, he's big.
Yeah, yeah, of course. What do you mean? He plays tackle in the NFL, John. What did you think he was
going to be? He's got the gun show out, too, man. Compare yours to him, man. He's got a tank on. LeBron James tried to rip the sleeve off his jersey last night.
I saw that.
Austin Howard, all you have to do is flex. They would just rip right off.
How are you? Good, thanks for having me.
Good to see you, man.
We haven't talked to you in a while. Last year when we visited with you, it was all about moving inside to guard. Right. And now you're back to tackle. Did you not like guard? Was it weird being in the phone booth, as they say, and you prefer being outside to tackle, Austin?
You know, it was a little weird for me at first. You know, Coach Brown did a good job of making sure I got more comfortable throughout the year playing that position. But like you said, it's my first time playing that position. I was more comfortable at right tackle, and I'm happy to be back here at the right side outside.
Well, how about Mike Tice? It used to be that offensive linemen, you didn't really have a lot of grade, and then Pro Football Focus came around, and I think they got you as a top five offensive line and a lot of accolades. You got Rodney Hudson now. Gabe Jackson continues to come along. Just how's things coming together just in general as an offensive line?
You know, I'm proud of my guys, our guys up front. Like you said, Rodney Hudson, he's been huge for us, you know, day in and day out, throughout practice, throughout the week. Every game coming out, having an outstanding game. Always Donald Penn with the same accolades. And Gabe Jackson moved along just great. And I think Jamarcus Webb and I are doing a better job every week as the days go on.
Yeah, to the outside media, Pro Football Focus is giving great. You guys get great for years from your staff. How do you break it down? Do you watch game film video back just with Mike Tice? Do you watch it all team back? Do you get a report back from the coaching staff saying these are your mental errors, these are what you did well, this is the grade you got in the game? How do they assess your play week
100%.
To week?
100%. We get game grades after every game.
You do?
They analyze every play that we have. Coach Tice does a good job of making sure that, you know, whether it's technique or a mental issue or a half step too slow or too quick here, you know, he analyzes all that stuff so we can make sure that after we watch the film, we can correct those, you know, those errors we didn't make and focus on those small details to have a better game the following week.
Austin Howard is joining us. We're live from Raiders HQ. By the way, Jets last week. Is there still something there with the Jets? You beat them. Is there a little bit in there that for you?
You know, it was a good game. I'm very happy we won. But to most people, surprised, probably not because it was my old team, but because of us going there last year and not being able to get that win. You know, I felt we should have won that game last year. It was tough. It was a tough loss, and we're happy to get that win this year. Yeah.
Their front, and they go back between a 3-4 and a 4-3. Muhammad Wilkerson, I mean, he is just, what's it like to deal with that guy? How often you have to block him? Because he just looks like such a powerful force who's always in the offensive backfield.
Oh, yeah, he's a great player, you know. He's going to continue to keep getting better and be one of those all-pro guys. No question about that. So it was just a matter of, like I said, getting prepared throughout the week and going out there and realizing the challenge that we had in front of us and going out there and competing.
What's it like this year, Bill Musgrave coming in, and you get Amari, and you bring over Crabtree, and it just seems like you just have so many weapons, and really the offense is really starting to hit stride.
Right, right. You know, Coach Musgrave is one of the best out there. He really knows how to use the players that we have to our advantage. Like you said, Amari Cooper has been huge for us this year. Not only him, but, you know, the play calls have been great for us this year thus far, and I think that's going to continue. Coach Musgrave makes sure that we're all, again, like I said about Coach Tice and the rest of the coaching staff, they make sure we're all on the same page throughout the week that we can go out there on Sunday and have a good game.
What has happened since the bye week? It just seems like he has more faith in Derek, I think. He has more faith in the entire offense. There's more shifting and motion and formations and unbalanced line I saw, and it's all clicking. It seems like he's opened things up a little bit, has more faith in the whole system since the bye week, Austin. Do you feel that?
I feel that because, you know, as we have grown as an offense, I believe that we have built more and more confidence as the weeks go on. And I think that we all feel that. I think the coaching staff feels that as a staff, and I think as us as players, we feel that as well. So the more confidence we build every week, the more things we're able to do as an offense to go out there and do on Sundays.
Austin Howard, good enough to join us live from Raiders HQ. Pop and Lund here on 95.7 The Game. As a media, I don't know if you know this, but we're obsessed with the quarterback. We talk about him nonstop. But what does it mean when you have the confidence, as Pop was just talking about, in a guy like Derek Carr? It really looks like he's taking that next step. What does that do for the whole offense? What does it do for the whole team?
Right. So, you know, Derek Carr has taken, you know, leaps and bounds, huge steps since last year. He has really taken on that leadership role full head on. He takes a lot of responsibility for this offense, for this team. And even though he's a young guy, we all look up to him. We look up to his leadership and to his passion for the game. And I think it's his passion is second to none. And you have to respect that as a player.
And it's nice to have Rodney Hudson here. running the old line. Doesn't that make a big deal for you to have a guy like that? I mean, he's so good in space. He's good at the point of attack, but he's just a smart guy.
No question. As good as he is physically, he matches that just as much mentally. He's one of the toughest and the smartest guys out there at center, so we're very fortunate to have him.
What kind of difference does it make to, I was thinking of, say, it was on the opposite side of you, but Amari with the bubble screen, the great blocking. You know, I was thinking of Rodney Hudson out front of that one.
What a play.
But all these plays that these guys are making, and you think to yourself probably that, look, if I just make that block, Tywan Jones makes the play, Crabtree last week breaks all those tackles and scores. Is it in your mind that this year, if you just make that extra block or give Derek that extra second or go down the field, makes that extra block, that may be the one that springs these guys? Because it seems to me that you guys are making all sorts of big plays with those guys outside.
Yeah, no question. You know, throughout the week in practice, we really focus on finishing through the whistle, going downfield, and as offensive line, we want to sprint downfield and chase the ball carrier. And then during games, we know the playmakers we have, so we do realize if we make that one little extra block or take that one little extra step, that we can get in somebody's way and prevent them from hitting the guy with the ball. You know, sky's the limit. We have fast, athletic guys out there with the ball, so whatever we can do to go out there and spring those guys loose, you know, we're going to do.
The way you guys were able to run the football against the New York Jets was really shocking to me. I don't know if you guys surprised yourself, because I have great respect for that front. But it was clever the way you did it. A lot of toss sweeps, a lot of fake toss sweeps and the counters underneath. But I want to ask you about the one play where Murray, the toss sweep to the right side. I think it's the first time I've seen it all year where the Raiders went unbalanced line. They brought Donald Penn, the left tackle, over to your side. He actually played inside of you. You pulled out in space. He blocked down, and Latavius got that right edge easy. Have you guys used much of the unbalanced line before that play?
We had practiced it a lot. I think we had practiced it through our OTAs and obviously through camp and everything, and we became comfortable with it. And like I said, another great call by Coach Musgrave, another great job from our offensive staff and Coach Tice, make sure that we're on the same page and getting that job done. Like you said, Donald Penn did a great job of coming up to the right side, blocking down on the guy.
And then you got out in space.
Yeah,
like getting out there, don't you?
I love it. But we were to pull around, and you know, even though it was a right side play, we wouldn't have been able to get that much yardage had not the backside cut off their backside defender. So really, right. It's all of us up front doing our jobs.
Might we see more of that against the Steelers? What kind of challenge do you have against this pure 34 that they're going to play on Sunday against you?
Right. You know, they're a strong, athletic bunch of guys. You know, they're quick, they're fast, they're agile. So we face big challenges every week, especially this week. So another big challenge for us. We understand that. We see that. But that kind of goes with this league. You know, no game is ever given to you. It's hard work and a lot of preparation, a lot of focus on the details throughout the week. So, you know, the story for us continues. Getting back to the basics, following the instruction from Coach Musgrave and our coaches, and going out there on Sunday and carrying what we did throughout the week in practice, carrying that to Sunday.
What is it like when you're out in space? You're talking about out in space, and I would imagine you'd probably rather hit a big guy, but like when a little DB is coming up and you're out in space and you're ready to smash him, what's the look in his eyes?
Demonstrate for
does
us, Austin.
I mean, is he just
pretend
like, I'm out
safety.
Of the way? No, I'm even smaller.
Those guys, you know, they're typically not intimidated. You know, they're NFL guys too. They see it coming, and they face it a lot. Either they're going to cut you or try to get around you, or they're going to get cut or ran over. So they have a lot of techniques of getting around you, and they try. So we just kind of match up with that and work on it throughout the week and try to make sure that when we do get the opportunity, that we can go out there and get those guys down somehow.
Keep your head on a swivel for 23 on Sunday.
No
Mike
kid.
Mitchell,
you know him.
He'll light you right back up if you come at him. The Pittsburgh Steelers were known for blitzing. For years, Blitzburg. It seems, are they even blitzing more now? It seems like they're bringing a lot of those cross dog and the inside linebackers with Shazier and trying to come at you. Are you going to face a lot of pressure, you think, especially being on the road on Sunday?
Oh, no question. No, they're not going to change for us. We believe they're going to give us their best. A lot of blitzes, a lot of, like you said, cross dogs in the middle. We have to be prepared for it. There's a lot of film to watch. There's a lot of things for us to focus on to kind of combat those defensive looks. So, you know, we have a lot of work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
How does the silent count work, especially for you being way out there at right tackle? I assume you're practicing the silent count for Sunday. How does that work? What do you key off of?
And we have a method, and Rodney makes a call, makes his mic's call or whatever it is, and then we go off of his head movement, really, whether it's on, you know, two head movements, three head movements, whatever it is. We try to change it up. It's never consistent, but, you know, we work that throughout the week.
So Rodney makes the mic call, not Derek?
They kind of shift, but you typically it's our center. Yes.
Explain to the audience why that's so important to establish, whether it's the mic or not. You guys got to have someone as a centerpiece of their defense. Then where do you count from that? Explain why that's so important to establish who the mic linebacker is.
Well, you know, honestly, I couldn't even say that it's the mic. It's whatever linebacker that we have pointed for that play. Whatever our responsibility is, you know, and then our running backs go off of that, and then the tight ends go off of that, and the receivers go off of that. So it all stems from who our card linebacker is and what kind of play it is.
Great stuff. Austin, thanks for making the time. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Let me ask you one more question. This sounds kind of weird, but and I'm hearing it throughout the league, and I know Derek's saying set hut when he goes, right? But sometimes it sounds like he's saying, what's up? Is it?
What's up?
Does he ever, you ever notice that? When they snap the ball. He go, blue 80, and sometimes I play it on, like, is he saying what's up? Or I'm assuming it's set hut, right?
It's set hut. It's not what's up. It's set hut.
I'm just not hearing it.
But
right.
Sometimes it's so quick.
It comes out.
Like,
what's
things,
up?
Right?
I'm like,
yeah,
what's
right.
he saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to make sure.
Good deal.
Good deal. Thank you.
At Austin Howard 6'8", make sure that you're following. Was that your daughter right there?
That is my daughter.
Wow.
Casey May Howard.
She on Twitter?
Look at
how
that.
Let me see.
Man, she's got the Batman cape on.
Wow,
of course.
Adorable.
Of course she has the
Halloween?
Cape.
I like it.
That was one of her Halloween costumes.
Yeah. How many did she have?
Oh, yeah.
She had three.
Yeah, she is adorable. Yeah.
She's our little angel. My wife does a great job with her, and man, she's already 5 months old, so time really does fly by fast.
Nice job,
Dad. That's awesome, man.
Beautiful.
Hey,